Hello, everybody. Welcome to Amen, where we have the power of God and anime on our sides. My name is Greg, and today we're doing another part of my little special series, Read This, Not That. And today we have one of, you know, she was supposed to be on the podcast a few times before, but she's only made one appearance. Don't ask why. We have Vicky back with us. Hello. Welcome, Vicky. Welcome.
Hello. I'm so excited. I feel like, actually, when you just started the intro, I was really excited. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm listening to the podcast, but I'm on it. rightfully so.
Surprise. Yeah, Vicky's a faithful listener and very encouraging to hear when she listens to our stuff. And we're very glad, or I guess I'm very glad to have her here. And we're going to be talking about two series. One is very famous, or rather infamous, for reasons. And then another one is going to be very similar to it. So we're going to be talking today about Usagi Drop and My Girl. So these two series are actually very similar in terms of their setup, where basically a single guy, a single dude, ends up having to take care of a young girl. And they're both really involved with, how the father is going to be learning how to take care of a child without, like, a mother by his side. And, you know, learning all, like, the basics of, like, adapting to their new life, having to balance work and, you know, home time, and all that kind of stuff. So, Vicky, how about you first take a little bit more time to explain the premise of My Girl, and then after that, I'll take over for Usagi Drop.
Okay. Well, My Girl, I read after I read Usagi Drop, and personally, I like it better. But here's, like, the general plot of it, at least from what I got. It's that there's this young, like, 23-year-old worker. His name is Masamune, and then he like finds out, he gets a call from his high school, I guess, lover's mom that she's passed away. And this his like high school lover is a few years older. I forget exactly how many years older she is. 4 years older than her, or than him, yeah. So she passes away, and they like hadn't met each other for about like 5 years, because she, as he's graduating, she also graduates from college and says that she's, or graduates and says she's going to study abroad. And that's like kind of how they leave things. So then he finds out that she passed away, and he goes to the funeral. And at the funeral, he finds out that she actually had a 5-year-old daughter. And so initially he like doesn't think that she's his daughter, that it's just, you know, like, oh, like she must have broken up with me because she found someone else. And that's why she never kept in touch and everything. But later on, like in that same first chapter, he finds out that Koharu, who is the daughter, actually is his. I guess I don't want to spoil too much, but he like finds out that there's a lot of like things that Yoko, who is his high school love, kind of kept from him. And once he finds out that Koharu is his daughter, they start to live together, and it's about their journey of, at least in my opinion, I think it's their journey of moving forward and growing without Yoko around, and how they kind of deal with them missing her. Mm-hmm. So that would be my summary of it.
Yeah, that's pretty nice and concise. I'm not going to lie, a little bit better than what Timmy did last time we were recording this. So good job, Vicky.
Thank you. I have my notes ready.
Having notes. What an interesting time. Usagi Drop is just a little bit different, where basically starts off with the guy Daikichi.
Daikichi?
Yeah, the guy, his name is Daikichi. He's like, I think he's like 30 something, early 30s. And he gets a call that his grandfather died, and when he goes to the funeral, he finds out that his grandfather was raising this like 5-year-old girl, something like that. And basically now the whole family has to decide, okay, who is going to take care of this girl? The girl's name is Rin. And everybody's basically saying like, oh, I don't want to take that child, right? Because it's rumored that he had some sort of affair with his like caretaker, and that's how like the child came about. So nobody really wants to take her. And then Daikichi is basically like, well, I'm not going to just leave this girl to like be thrown around by these various family members like once they get sick of her, so I'm going to take care of her. And everybody's like, okay, you can go take care of her. And the manga is actually split into two very distinct halves. And I think the anime for this series is actually the one that people know more as like this nice slice of life where, yeah, like I said before, it's him learning how to be a father and then having like nice cute times with Rin. And that basically comprises the first half of the manga. And the second half is basically a time skip where now she is in high school. And the focus of the series shifts from mainly Daikichi to mainly Rin, now that she's a student. And it focuses on her interactions with her friends and then her now interactions with Daikichi now that they're a little bit older. I think that is a pretty decent summary of the two series. And now, Vicky, you said that you liked My Girl more at the very beginning. And would you care to explain, like, just a little bit about why? Like, what parts of My Girl do you like more than Usagi Drop? Or, like, anything specific that you want to share?
I think to start off, I would definitely say the art style of My Girl I prefer over Usagi Drop. I didn't remember the first time I read Usagi Drop what exactly that art form looked like. But then, you know, this time I read My Girl and then I was like, okay, let me like refresh on Usagi Drop. And then when I switched from My Girl to Usagi Drop, I was like, oh, oh no, I can't read this anymore.
Yeah, it's not the best.
Yeah, because My Girl, the manga artist for that one, she writes a few other ones. I think the other one I really liked, which we've talked about before, is Itsuya-san.
That was right? A good one.
Yeah, that one's really good. But I just like her art style one. It's like very soft and pretty you know, shoujo style, which is exactly what I like. but then I think I also like My Girl because there's a lot of character development in the surrounding people besides, you know, just the dad and the daughter. The focus obviously, right, is the dad and the daughter, but they talk about a lot of different perspectives from the people surrounding them and how they kind of view you know, the two of them, how they help them, and we also see their character growth in, you know, a few slides, a few, you know, pages on each chapter. There's, you know, stuff about other people, so I think that's why I do like My Girl a little bit more. There's a spoiler which we won't spoil for you guys, but there's definitely one reason why I don't like Usagi Drop.
I wonder why.
You guys can read it. Yeah, you guys can read it and find out for yourselves. Maybe you guys will disagree with me. But yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with like the surrounding characters around the father and daughter. Whereas Usagi Drop definitely does focus more heavily on, you know, Daikichi and Rin. Although they do talk about, right? I mean, there are a lot of characters, though, around them, too. But, yeah, I think that I just like My Girl a little bit more. I feel like My Girl also, the two stories are similar, but there is this difference because, you know, for Daikichi, he kind of just takes in Rin, whereas for Masamune and My Girl, he, you know, has that relationship with the mother or the wife, and so I feel like there's a little bit more depth to that story that I personally like to listen, like to read about, or like dig around and think about, because I think the whole plot rather is a question that me and my friends, I don't know why we talk about it, but we talk about it a lot. We're like, okay, if you got married and then your husband died, would you find a new husband? And then we're all like, no, don't ask us this. but I don't know why we talk about that. But I think after reading the story, I was like, oh yeah, I think the answer that I gave when we asked the question goes very similar to how the story goes.
Hmm. Yeah, and I think that the one of the big differences between the two stories is, yeah, like Vicky said, I think the focus is like very different, or the purpose, I think, of the stories is very different. I think that when reading it, and it's been a little bit since I've read Usagi Drop, so I'm kind of doing it based on memory, but Usagi Drop definitely has like a heavier slice of life vibe. I think that there's a tag called like iyashike, something like that, which means like it's like calming. It's like you read it to relax, that type of vibe where it's just like feel good, slice of life. Whereas My Girl seems to be more purposeful in what it's trying to do. I think a really big theme in the story is that of single parenthood, right? Like it talks a lot about the mother, how she had to be a single mother, the type of stereotypes that come with that, and then now coming to the father now as well. And then a few other characters have either single parents or have parents that are separated. I think it has like it's trying to bring home this theme of parenting and non traditional family structures that like of course it ha like that is the same case in Usagi Drop, but it's not the focus, I guess. I feel like it's much stronger within My Girl.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Yeah, I think that's like something that really stood out to me because that's something I think at the end of the series I was thinking a lot about is this idea of like family and what that looks like. Like what that looks like in a lot of like the mangas I read, but also like in the world, the TV dramas I watch versus kind of the like Christian perspective of family, which we can talk about like later. But yeah, I think I agree. I think that's definitely a bigger focus in My Girl versus Usagi Drop.
And also, I think this is kind of, I don't think it's like super important, but it does factor in for a lot of people. My Girl's also very short compared to Usagi
Oh,
Drop.
yeah.
Like, My Girl goes by very quickly. I think, I mean, I was re-skimming it today, or like rereading it, and it took me like 2 hours max to finish it. Whereas Usagi Drop, like, the pace was so slow at times that I had to. Like I think I paused it for like a few months before like actually getting back to it. I got to like chapter like 30 something and I was like, I can't do this anymore. So the pacing is very different between the two.
I agree. It took me, I think Usagi Drop, the first time I read it, I mean, it didn't take me super long, but definitely the second time, yeah, I got to like chapter,
Kind of like
I think I
chapter
got to
eight
like
or
chapter,
something.
yeah, chapter, yeah, I got to like chapter 8, and I was just like, I can't do this. And then like, I skipped to the end because I was like, I remember now, you know, parts of it. I skipped to the end. I was like, oh yeah, I don't like this. Although I did tell Greg the first time, I was like, you know, I think I have like warm feelings about it. And
Yeah, I
then
was
when I started
very
reading, I was like,
confused.
wait. Yeah, I was reading it more. I was like, this is interesting. Now like I'm kind of remembering some more. And I skipped to the end. I was like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. but My Girl, that one, I read through it because it was my first time and I really liked it. So it was actually pretty hard for me to like put down. It was like pretty easy just like to keep on reading. And that one, I think it took me between, you know, work and then my free time after work, it took me about like 2 days. So it probably maybe like 8 to 10 hours. Yeah, I read in very large bursts.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I think it took me like 8 to 10 hours to read it fully. Yeah, but like over like the course of 2 days, like just splitting between like work, after work, mostly after work, on both days.
Now, I think that something that is important in both of these series, and possibly in series later on that I would want to talk about, I think. Is the difference between how the single father kind of approaches the idea of remarriage and the idea of single parenthood. Which one do you prefer? Because I know that you talked a little bit about what you thought of My Girl, but comparatively, which side of it do you enjoy more?
Like between Daikichi and Masamune as like single dads.
Yeah, because they do have, I mean, I think they're driving, the driving force behind them maybe wanting to remarry it or marry for the first time in Daikichi's case is similar, but I think that the emotions that go behind it for both of them, like heading into that decision, are very different. How do you like, or which one do you prefer more when going into the story?
I feel like it's so hard. It's like it's definitely similar, but I feel like it is also a little bit hard. Because Masamune from My Girl definitely has a lot of lingering feelings for Yoko, the mom who died. And so I think that actually, like reading it brings out the emotion of frustration, I think, a bit more than compared to Daikichi. I forget if he ended up dating anyone during the time that he was raising Rin, or if he, had any like love interests or stuff during the time.
I don't think he's dating
But I,
anybody. Love
yeah, he definitely
interest,
wasn't dating at the start.
yes. I don't think he dated
Okay.
anyone, though. I think.
Okay. Yeah. So I think it's like a little different. And in terms of, I guess, who I like more going into it, although, I mean, maybe I'm just like super biased towards, well, actually, okay, let me think of it this way. In how they raise their child, I think Daikichi definitely thought more so, I feel like, for Rin. Whereas for Masamune, he definitely was also thinking about Koharu, right, his daughter. But at the same time, because he was battling so much with his, the loss of his lover and everything, there are times where I was like frustrated because he just, it was, yeah, I was like more frustrated. So I feel like I can't really compare them. It's hard for me to. I mean, like, what were you thinking?
Dude, the dad and My Girl, I hate that guy. So annoying. Oh my
Why?
gosh. I think there are something like 40, there are like 44 chapters. And by chapter 43, I was like, oh my gosh, this guy needs to stop. Like, obviously I understand, right, that he has this like heavy lingering attachment for his past girlfriend, but like I don't know, it's like the idea that like everything on the table is like everything's just laid out for him on the table and he's still just the way that he is. And I was like, oh my gosh, because I remember, right, I read this story a few months ago, and then after it I was like, you know, that was like pretty good. Let me see, I think I rated it like a 88 or something like that. I give it like an 8 out of
Oh,
10,
okay.
7 out of 7.5, 8 out of 10. But then I remember I was like, there's like something about it that I don't really like. Like something just like there's like a thing in my mind where every time I thought about it just didn't sit quite right with me. And then as I reread it, I was like, oh, I reached like one of the ending chapters. Like, oh, I remember why. It's because this guy is so annoying with one of like the very important decisions at the end. Yeah, very frustrating. Obviously, right? Understandable, but. I was so mad. Like, on the other hand, I think like Daikichi's just like a I think he's just a more chill guy. I think that, yeah, I agree with you that he thinks a lot more about Rin than like I think the Masamune, is that his name? From My Girl. The dad of My Girl, basically, like I feel like he thought a lot about himself. Like it was like a it's like a pity party for like 30% of the manga. Which, right, it the My Girl, the overall like tone of it is supposed to be like it kind of gives that like feeling. It's like a it feels it's like a wistful, like kind of melancholic feeling. That's like the kind of vibe that I get. And yeah, sometimes it's just a little much. I think not just the father, but like every single chapter, it feels like the author was trying to like bring some sort of message home, which sometimes can get a little tiring, especially for somebody like me who blitz reads things, like just constantly taking all that information. I was like, oh, I'm getting, like, I just get very tired of it. But Usagi Job, it feels like it's like double the length, but it feels like things are spaced out a little bit more to give you more time to process things for yourself rather than having the author just tell you things. And I think in that way, I like Daikichi more. He just seems like a more selfless guy. And I think another thing that Usagi Drop does better than, because of the length, is you get to see how much work he puts in to make sure that Rin is like living a good life. Because you have so much more time to spend with the two characters, you get to see him struggle more, and you get to see him have to make more concessions, and or not I guess concessions, but you see him making more selfless decisions where he puts Rin before himself. Whereas My Girl, it's like, okay, it just felt like every time, like things felt very self-contained within chapters. But yeah, I think that's like a general mood that I get between the two.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I feel like that is kind of one of the manga artist's specialty, I feel, for My Girl. Even like Itsuya-san, that one's very, yeah, like you just have like this longing, I feel, is like behind everything, is like this feeling of like longing. Mm-hmm. But I definitely agree with you, especially like in terms of how they are as dads. I would say Daikichi allows, the way that he parents allows for Rin to be a child. I think that was like a difference I really saw between Rin versus Koharu. Because Rin, you know, like in the beginning chapter, she like wets the bed and stuff, but he kind of like lets, like, it's like, it actually goes on for like a few pages and everything. But you see how he's like very focused on, okay, like how do I let her, like, you know, be a kid, you know, obviously it happens, but you know, like, you know, how do we get over this? How can I be a better parent? Blah, blah, blah. But then for Koharu, I feel like she, I don't know if it's like, I actually wondered if the manga artist was a parent or not, and if that's how they saw, you know, what a 5-6-year-old should be like. Because I was like, oh, as a 5-6-year-old, she's definitely very mature and understanding in a way that I wouldn't think normally a 5-6-year-old mm-hmm. would be. Because I definitely get, you know, she went through a lot. She lost her mom. She was with only her mom. And she saw how much her mom, you know, like really loved Masamune and everything. But then she was always just like very observant. And I feel like she didn't have the space to be like, oh, like I like this or I want this. But she'd always be like, oh, like what's best for, like mostly like what's best for my dad, right? Like how can I make his life easier? Like all these things, like when she's like upset about stuff, she doesn't really say it much. And I'm trying to think, I do think the grandma definitely helps in giving her space to be like a child. And Masamune definitely does too, but I just think not as much as Daikichi. Yeah, because like what you're saying, like Masamune just has like, he has so much going on in his head just around like him, Yoko, like their relationship, that Koharu is pretty prominent, you know, in his mind. But I feel like it's definitely like, sometimes it's like Yoko is like much more prominent, whereas in Usagi Drop, for Daikichi, it's like, it's just about like, it's mostly just about like Rin and like what's best for Rin. And that's originally why, you know, he even takes her out of everything, because he's like, yeah, a child shouldn't be seeing these people arguing about who should be taking her in and everything, like she lost her, you know, father figure, blah blah blah. So I definitely agree with you on that, like their selfishness, I think, is pretty different. And so is their, I guess so is like the daughters, or you know, Rin versus Koharu, like how much priority they have in their lives is just slightly different.
And what you said reminded me of also why I thought it was like kind of weird. Yeah, the girl, like Koharu, does not seem like a 5 year old. Like she seems like a 12 or 13 year old, or like yeah. At least like 11. Like she is a little bit too emotionally intelligent to be five.
Like, yeah, okay, because I'm like, I'm comparing it to, you know, like our church members who have five-year-olds, and I'm like, no,
there's no way.
I mean, she's great, but like Koharu's like way, because even like, you know, our friend, they have a daughter who's also five right now. I'm like, yeah, she's definitely mature for her age, but there are like 100% times where she, like, you just see her like, oh yeah, that's definitely like a child. And Koharu just like did not have those moments. I'm like, oh
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, it's, that's why I think My Girl sits at like a little bit lower on the scale for me in terms of these stories about children, just because she doesn't feel like a child. It's really weird. I mean, Rin is also more responsible than you. I think she's actually 7 years old at the beginning. She is more responsible than you would expect a typical like 7 year old to be, but it's, I think it's explained a little bit better. Like she doesn't want to be a bother to Daikichi, which is why she tends to like not speak up, why she tends to be like more quiet and observant, rather than, I guess, other people around her age or that you'd expect to be. Whereas yeah, Koharu just crazy, like this is like unnatural for her to be 5 years old. But I think also if she's any older, then it'd be less believe, like the premise itself would be less believable if she was any older, right?
Yeah, I agree. Like if she was, yeah, I feel like if you're gonna introduce a child and be like, oh, they're your son, like the best range is between, yeah, like 3 to like 6-ish, that's like a good range. Like yeah, if you do like, oh yeah, here's your teenage daughter. Yeah, like,
surprise.
Oh. Yeah, okay, like they already have so much of their own, I feel like they have their own personality already so much, so it's like, oh, it would just, yeah definitely that this is the best age range, but Koharu is just way too, like it's like she's a perfect age range, her art style, she like, looks so cute, but she just is so, like we were saying, Rin is trying to be like, oh, I don't want to be a bother, which is kind of still like self-focused. But for Koharu, it's so much more like, oh, other people focus, like especially like her dad focus, which I think is pretty hard for a child to understand, to not be thinking about themselves, but think about like other people.
Yeah. Like I think about Itsuya-san, right? The other manga that she wrote. I feel like she's very similar to Itsuya-san, like in terms of her like personality. It's like, wait, but she's like a college student. Why is this 5 year old similar to a college student? So yeah, it's a little weird. It's a little like it makes me think that the focus is more for the father than for the child, in My Girl's case, and the focus is more split evenly in Usagi Drop, especially because there's a time skip where the main character switches. But I guess, do you have anything else you want to say, or else I'm going to like talk a little bit about the ending of Usagi Drop and why it's important. Okay, so
okay, go for it.
The ending of Usagi Drop, right? This is why this series has become very famous. It ends in a way that you would not expect, I think, especially right for people who come. I hear a lot of people like finish watching the anime and they hear like, oh, they're still like, that was only half of Usagi Drop. Like, I can't wait to like continue to read like this great, like nice slice of life. And then the second half starts and they're like, wait,
poor souls.
Yeah. So like, first of all, they're greeted with a, wait, there's a time skip. Now she's older and now it's more about her and her interactions like at school, and then it gets to the ending and people are like, oh, huh. And a lot of people say that it's a really bad ending, and you know, I read the story because I knew the ending, like I knew the ending coming into it, and that's why I chose to read it. And the more I've thought about it, I feel like it's actually a really not I want to say a good ending, but it's a it's okay. I'll say it's a good ending. Not for most people, not for anybody involved, not for anybody reading it. But if you think about it, I think the thematic points that it brings up, I think, are really good. Where, I really just don't want to spoil the surprise, but I think it makes really good use of, taking the idea of, hey, what if like this situation were true, and how would this girl like process like the emotions that she has growing up in this type of situation at her age? And I think the answer or the conclusion of the manga is not too far off from what could possibly happen. And I know that most people, when you're writing this and you're if you were writing this yourself, you'd obviously say, oh, I think like that Kichi should end up with this person. I think that Rin should end up with this person, because it kind of turns into like a more classical shoujo near the end. And so you're like making all these pairs, and I think most people will go that way. But I feel like the mangaka for this series is like, well, let's try to see what else like could happen. Like how else could like this series unfold. And I think it's like really interesting to see an alternate ending to what everybody expects and it just raises more questions. I think it gives another perspective for people to think about when viewing this story and like this type of situation. Now obviously I don't think that the ending that Usagi Job comes to should be the like preferred ending. Like it is the bad route, but it is interesting, and it has made me like Usagi Drop has made me think more than like 90% of the manga that I've read, simply because of that ending. And I think after you read the ending, you read every other story that's similar to like Usagi Drop and My Girl with just a little bit of apprehensive. It's like I was reading My Girl and I was getting to the ending and I was like, the first time I was reading it through, and I was like, oh, they better not pull a new Usagi Drop on me. It's very, it makes things very stressful.
That would be like impossible, I feel.
Okay, that's what you think, but then they hit you with the time skip and then you're like, well. See, no, Usagi Drop,
there's no way.
See, okay, but how many people have read Usagi Drop and have been like, there's no way, right? Like,
no, Usagi Drop could actually be more believable.
Yeah, but it's just like, yeah, you go.
Uh-huh. Okay, no, I'll just say, because for me, it's not necessarily a bad ending. It's just, I know there are definitely situations, you know, that can happen, but I think it's like, it's just not, I mean, I guess it could be a realistic ending, but in my opinion, I don't think it's necessarily a realistic ending. But oh yeah, we can't, oh my gosh, you guys have to read it and then come talk to me, because I'll tell you why it just cannot happen.
We can talk about it after this, and then maybe we'll put up some put up the after hours of this,
the spoiler one. Yeah.
But yeah, I think the Usagi Drop is very interesting, and I would suggest people read it. But let's talk about which, like, read this, not that, right? Which one would you say to read, and then I'll say which one I say people should read.
I feel like we have, though, our, I feel like from so far this podcast already, people can definitely tell what
we've taken sides. We've taken sides.
Yeah, because I will continue to take my side with My Girl, because I think I take it because it's very interesting to see the situation play out. Because again, I mentioned before, right, me and my friends would talk about it. So it's like, okay, if your spouse, you know, passes away, would you want to like remarry? So my answer is actually, this is my answer, and I see parts of it playing out in My Girl. So my answer was, if I have young kids, then yes, because I kind of want them to still have both, you know, like the mother and the father figure. But if I was already older, like all my kids are grown up, they're out of the house, I'm like, you know, 50s, 60s. Honestly, at that point, I'd be like, yeah, it's fine. I can live on my own. Maybe some of my other friends are also living on their own. I already have, you know, a dream house planned with my two best friends. And like the three of us are going to go live in the woods in this like amazing house as three elderly ladies.
Of course.
But yeah, so I was like, you know, honestly, I think that's actually why I got pretty frustrated with the guy, because I was like, okay, like, if you flip it, if I ended up passing away, would I want my husband to like remarry? And I think the same answer is like, yeah, like, you know, whatever would give him happiness and like finding his happiness. Like, I don't want him to keep clinging on to me forever, because he's just gonna like for Masamune, he like just kind of wallows in the self-pity of like, oh, like, what could be? I mean, it's also different, right? Because if I was, like, with my husband the whole time, he wouldn't really have these, like, oh, what could have happened? Whereas for Masamune, because they ended without really firm closure or anything, it's always this thought of, oh, what could have been? Like, I should have done this, I should have done that. So my recommendation would be to read My Girl, because it definitely talks about, like, all these points that are pretty, at least in my opinion, like, it makes me think more. It's like, for you, like, Usagi Drop made you think a lot. For me, My Girl made me think a lot, not just because of the main characters, but then I was like thinking of like other ones, like other parents who, you know, are going through a divorce, but you see like how they try to work through it, how it affects the kids, and then you see like the grandparents, like their thoughts on the whole situation, what happens, their growth. So I personally really, really like My Girl. Also, it's like simple read, great art, such great art, which is like always like a high thing for me. If it's not good art, it's just really hard for me to get into it, because I'm like, oh, this drawing is just so
weak.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, the plot better be pretty good if the drawing is gonna be pretty bad. But at least for My Girl, the drawing is pretty good and I like it a lot. And then you also see, yeah, all these like other side characters. I actually wanted Masamune to end up with someone else, but,
oh, that, okay.
You know, I'm fine with whoever he ended up choosing, since he, like, it's like he, yeah, or whoever he hopefully will choose. You know, like, the ending of it, too, is not firm closure. It's pretty,
I think it's
slightly
firm.
Open-ended, though.
I think it's
firm in terms of, you see, he's definitely learned how to reconcile his like, feelings and everything. It's not, like, super because I think
it's not like set and sealed, but it's yet. Like it's like 70-80% of the way there, I feel like.
Yeah.
All right,
but yeah, so that's my recommendation.
Okay, so yeah, obviously I'm gonna go with Usagi Drop, kind of as a troll, but also not really. Why I choose it over My Girl, like I explained before, My Girl is just... Okay, first of all the characters, I feel like, are at least a little bit annoying. Like, except for Koharu.
What?
I think all the characters are, like, a little bit annoying. All the main characters. Okay. Not Koharu. Not Koharu's grandma. Not the dad. No, yeah. The dad's dad. Masamune's dad. Mm-hmm. Those three characters, I like enjoyed the entire way through. Everybody else, like, especially the like Masamune and then the mom, like, I just think that they're kind of stupid sometimes. And it's yeah, Vicky said it was frustrating. It was very frustrating to see how they acted. And yeah, like I said, I think My Girl just puts this weird emotional strain on my mind that I'm just not personally the biggest fan of. Like, I don't even like feel, it's not that I feel for the characters, it's that it wants me to feel for the characters, and that makes me feel weird. I don't know, I think Michael pushes really hard for you to like it pushes its points really hard, and which is not necessarily something that I'm the biggest fan of. Sometimes I like to, you know, try to find and think through the answers myself, where something like Usagi Drop lets me do that, where it leaves a lot of space for you to, I guess, fill in the gaps in characters' thinking. Like, you look at what they do and then you get to figure out what they think, instead of them just telling you immediately. Now, it's hard to say, right? Just because Usagi Drop, like, changes, like, hard swerves halfway through. I think the first half is really good. I think the second half is just okay. But even then, right, I just think the multiple perspectives that it brings and the fact that you can, it's a story that you can think about like character choices a lot more. Like, I feel like for you, your like thinking is, okay, you see what has happened and now you think for your own life. For me, when I read, like, I don't do that when I read, I didn't do that when I read My Girl, but for Usagi Drop, now, like, I read it, and then now I'm thinking about that story. I think it just gives you more freedom to do that. And honestly, I think Rin's just more cute than Koharu. Like, I'll be the first to say it, oh. But I like, she just acts more like a kid, and this is more fun personally to see that. So, but yeah, the ending is a little interesting, but yeah, I think all those factors combined make me say I'd rather read Usagi Drop than I'd rather recommend Usagi Drop than My Girl. My Girl just feels a little bit more typical, like, it feels more standard than, like, for the field, but Usagi Drop is definitely unique within, like, the space of manga, I think.
So, yeah, I agree. I think Usagi Drop is pretty unique, and definitely My Girl. If you guys enjoy K-dramas like I do, yeah, or if you, like, you just, you know, your life feels a little dry right now, you want some drama, My Girl is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, it's definitely more dramatic than Usagi Drop. Yeah. And obviously, like, I think here there also lies a difference between me and Vicky, where I'm very drama adverse, and I think Vicky enjoys her drama. So,
yo, give me the drama. I finished watching, I didn't sleep the other day, and I watched a drama and finished it, because I just kept watching from, like, 8 p.m. until 8 a.m. literally.
You need to actually stop yourself.
I can't.
But yeah, those are our two perspectives. Is there anything else that you want to add on to this before we close out?
No, I think that covered a lot of, like, the different things that I liked about it and didn't like about certain things. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you, Vicky, for being here, for sharing your thoughts with me. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We're Amen, and with the power of God and anime on our sides, we hope to see you next time. Peace.
Amen.
Amen.